Today's episode is sponsored by Hoist. Hoist is IV-level hydration created to fuel adventure, increase performance, maximize capabilities, and power the grit that gets things done. Hoist is more than a sports drink, a lot more. It's carefully formulated, aggressive hydration science, and research in action. Hoist is clinically proven to hydrate 110% better than water and keep your body hydrated longer. Hoist is half the sugar and three times the electrolytes, with no artificial dyes, preservatives, or artificial sweeteners. No surprise, then, that Hoist is the trusted and preferred hydration partner of the U.S. military and the U.S. Department of Defense.
This is the Queen City Press Podcast. I'm your host, Laurel Failer. Thanks for tuning in to episode 106. I'm recording on Thursday, January 16th, 3 days into preseason training for FC Cincinnati. Players reported, or were supposed to report, Sunday, and the team began practices indoors locally Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but those were closed to the media, so the first viewing for us of 2025 is set for tomorrow, with the team scheduled to be back outdoors at MHTC, and then they will be leaving for Clearwater, Florida on Monday. So we have our one opportunity to get out there, and then I'll be basically covering the team from afar for a while. So we'll hear from Pat Noonan after training Friday, so look for more content coming from that. But in the meantime, I wanted to get a podcast out to address some of the hot topics of the week. Eric is tied up, so I am on my own to start this off. But I have a special guest I'll be bringing in a bit later as SoccerWise founder and host David Goss joins me to discuss the state of FC Cincinnati's roster with or without Luciano Acosta and who he sees as the top contenders going into the 2025 season. But first, I'm going to do a quick breakdown of the news of the week. As many of you have heard or seen by now, Luciano Acosta and Luca Orellano did not report to the team. They are yet to arrive in Cincinnati. Lucho, I think, maybe wasn't as much of a surprise. Neither one had permission to arrive late. Lucho, of course, we knew that that might be a little up in the air because of his expressed interest in possibly leaving when he spoke to us after the playoff loss to NYCFC. Kind of surprised some people there when he said that the club had hurt him and he was going through some personal things that maybe this could be his last game that he would have played for FC Cincinnati. So he has not reported, and my understanding is that, you know, it's not ruled out that he will still join the team. The belief is that he will be joining the team at some point. There's a lot of speculation out there with the new MLS rule that was announced this week, where teams can do in-league cash trades, which is a big deal because it might be more likely that a big-name player like Lucho could be traded within the league, where teams can maybe get more GAM out of a cash trade, just converting that. So that is something to look at. I still think that it's possible that Lucho is back. I've said it before. He is a very tough player to replace. There's some speculation about some possible options. There is reportedly some interest from Cincinnati in Evander, who was on the outskirts of with Portland and looking for a move. So we'll keep an eye on that. Luca, a little bit different situation. My sources have said that he was under the impression that he would be getting a raise based on his performance last year. My understanding was he was on about a $500,000 salary. And of course, with his transfer fee, FC Cincinnati did purchase his contract from Vasco da Gama for $2.8 million. So that transfer fee factors into his hit against the cap, and so which